Now the question for Johnny, Johnnie Rutherford, Rutherford, April 1948. Address as a letter, Dr. Mary, Murray, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up for Johnny. Advanced renal failure, low ejection fraction, CHF. Last visit in November. Offered him in person. He declined. He did it on the phone. Chronic dyspnea, severe, minimal activities to rest, underlying CHF low ejection fraction as well as COPD, oxygen 24 hours, 3 liters, denies purulent material hemoptysis, supposed to be doing salt fluid restrictions, takes diuretics, edema up to the knee, no ulcers or blisters or cellulitis, prior right foot ulcer has healed, was following wound clinic in Alma, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denied chest pain palpitation, stable orthopnea, no nose bleeding or gums, prior falling episode 3 weeks ago, lost balance, it was very strong winds, denies loss of consciousness or trauma to the head, did not go to the emergency room, no focal deficits, many bruises, including some black eye, no headaches, and no vomiting, no changes in eyesight or hearing. Other review system is negative. He's having home care, palliative care, supposed to be there tomorrow. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the Vumex potassium replacement, metolazone, and bisoprolol. Anticoagulation with Coumadin, a number of bronchodilators, cholesterol treatment. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 109.60. He's able to speak in short sentences, chronic dyspnea, alert oriented times 3, no expressive aphasia dysarthria. Next paragraph, chemistries. The last one I have is November. Blood test needs to be updated. It was 1.9, but as high as lower 2s. Prior GFR 35, stage 3B, has been also all the way down to stage 4. Low potassium, low sodium, elevated bicarbonate from diuretics. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.4. Non-iron deficiency, previously ferritin 42, saturation 8%, prior iron infusion. This is back in September. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B to 4. For the most part, is stable over time. His symptoms are not related to this. Non-uremic encephalopathy, nothing to suggest pericarditis. Next number, effects of diuretics with low potassium, low sodium, and high bicarbonate. Next number, respiratory failure on oxygen 24 hours, a combination of COPD, CHF, low ejection fraction. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, non-iron deficiency in the past. He denies active external bleeding. Next number, saw cardiology Dr. Kreposman 2 weeks ago, is my understanding in person, and apparently no evidence of pulmonary edema or pleural effusion. He is going to obtain a device so he can check his own Coumadin at home. We will take the opportunity to do blood tests from visiting nurses tomorrow at home. He's exploring palliative care, but he still wants to do medications. I don't see an indication for dialysis. We'll follow over time, end of dictation.